Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is the KTF Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Shannon Williams. As always, we want to welcome you as a part of our extended family. Thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up, and thanks for liking and sharing. We want you to let us know exactly where you are watching or listening to this from, because that's important to us. We want to connect with you with messages, podcasts that impact you and make a difference in your life. We defend the faith and we stand for truth. And in this episode, we're going to bring you something and bring to light a recent release, movie release, that we feel at the KTF Podcast we need to definitely warn you and let you know that there are dangerous, dangerous things about this movie. And we're going to go over that right now, right here at the KTF Podcast. But before we jump in, I want to introduce the co-host of this awesome podcast. We've got a couple guys here. One is B Mizzle. What's up, B Mizzle?
What up, America? How y'all doing?
And we've got the awesome PBJ.
What's happening? What's going on, everybody?
So the cat's out of the bag. The movie's released. Yeah. It's a big stir.
Is it out already?
It's out. It's in the theaters, and it will soon be on the streaming services as well.
Yeah.
So what we've seen is that we have Jack Black, who is a notorious funny guy. He does funny movies. Mm-hmm. He's into rock and roll stuff. He's got a band called Tenacious D. Yeah. But his latest movie is called Dear Santa.
Yep.
Now, we're going to stop right here because we're going to watch the trailer. You got it ready back there, John? All right, so John is going to cue this up, and we're going to play this. This is the trailer, official trailer from Paramount Plus of Dear Santa. Let's check it out.
Every Christmas, something magical happens.
Dear Santa.
When a kid sends a letter to Santa. But Liam.
To Santa.
Is a crappy speller.
This looks like fun.
Oh, that's putrid.
Thank you.
What do you want?
You summoned me.
Not what I expected.
What'd you expect?
In the movies, the reindeer usually have the antlers, not you.
Kid, are you high?
I'm ready for dinner.
You lucked out big time, so I'm way better than Santa.
Ho, ho, frickin' ho.
You, my friend, are getting 3 wishes.
You mean like a genie?
They stole that from me. By the way, after you make your wishes, I'm taking your soul.
What?
You ain't never had a friend like me. Okay, that I may have stolen from Aladdin. Now we're even. Let me show you a few of the things I could do for you. I'll be right back.
It's Post Malone.
Leo!
Look, I'm worried Santa's going to trick me into getting my soul.
I think he's just confused.
We believe you.
Yo, down here! What are you waiting for? Go make a move! Sue me, I'm thirsty!
I tried everything. That kid's incorruptible.
What about doing something out of kindness?
I don't even know what you just said. I mean, I know all the words, but I just never heard them in that order.
You know this man?
I'm his uncle. Beat it.
Who do you think you are talking to me like that?
Ooh. That doesn't sound right.
Pardon me. Kombucha.
Watch this.
Lock. No! Please, never trust a fart. You just gambled and lost.
Nice to meet you. The pleasure was mine.
All right, so that was the trailer.
I'll say this. They do a good job of making you want to watch this movie.
There's some funny
scenes in it. But
there's some dark tones.
There are some dark tones.
And some things that need to be talked about. I agree.
Yeah.
They make you want to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, wow, you know, he's he's going to play tricks on people. It's going to be funny. It's going to be like pranks. But if we really want to look at it, it's the theme is the kid writes a letter. He misspells the word Santa. Okay, so
he's a little bit dyslexic.
Maybe so.
To Santa or to Satan, the North Lope.
Yeah, instead of North Pole, he mixes.
I heard there's something about the North Lope. Do you know anything about that?
I tried to look that up. I can't confirm or deny if that's a meaning. It could, but I'm not sure. So the letter, instead of going to Santa, it goes to hell. Obviously, it showed it going down a fiery tunnel.
Right.
Landing down, it was burnt and singed. This hand picks it up and says, "This could be fun or whatever, interesting." And it's Satan.
Yeah.
Satan shows up in this kid's bedroom, and this is where it begins. And so he actually used the word, and I put this down. So I'm making observations about this movie, and we want to make sure that people are aware of what's really going on, because some people, they'll turn something on for their kids at home, or they'll take them to a movie, and they don't know what all's in it. And so I just want to make sure that people are aware of what's happening. First of all, it's got Satan in it. Let's just go with that. Okay, this isn't a movie that's just an entertainment movie. Of something make believe or something, you know, like a fantasy type thing, like, you know, like in a faraway land. There was these fake characters and they made a story. No, this is about Satan.
But here's how they get you. It's Jack Black, a comedian. A funny guy, Nacho Libre, School of Rock.
We
talked about that a little bit. So they'll let any kids in there to see it.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, my parents used to just drop me off at the movies, you know, and go see what you want. I think
that still happens a lot.
It may still happen. And if you're not discerning as a parent, you so easily could say, oh, it's a Jack Black movie. It's about Christmas. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and so I made a post about this a day ago.
Yeah.
On my social media. And the crazy thing is the thing has gone viral.
Yeah.
1.7 million views of this post. Now, it's nothing fancy. All I did was take the photo of the movie poster, basically. And I went on there and I warned people. I was like, listen, this is the plot. The plot is, hey, I'll grant you these wishes. And in turn, I'm getting your soul.
And they say that very subtle.
Oh, it's like very subtle. No big deal. Yeah. Yeah. But
like, whatever.
Exactly. So,
well, how many people think about that anyway?
Right.
I
get three wishes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Well, yeah.
Nobody thinks, eternal soul? Anymore.
No.
You know, nobody thinks eternal.
They think of the right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do I got? I get three wishes. I'm a 12-year-old kid. I can, you know, do what I want.
It's teaching kids that, you know, talking and having these conversations with a demon is okay. And it's not okay.
Yeah.
This is very dangerous stuff. This is witchcraft. So it's a Satan movie. I noticed that they were playing when he said, let me show you what I can do for you.
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing he did to Jesus in the wilderness?
Ooh, yeah. Come on.
He showed him all the kingdoms. He said, all you got to do is bow down and worship me and you can have all this stuff. That's the same trick he's been playing forever.
Same trick.
You know what? Sell your soul. Give us, you know, even the Bible says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yeah.
What would a man give? And so we do know it's possible. It's in the Bible. It's spoken about. And so there's this tone, but the song came on. It said, don't need nothing but a good time. And so it's putting this message out there.
Do as thy wilt.
You're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You're just going to enjoy this. You know, it's got apparently Post Malone is in the movie.
That hurts my feelings there a little bit. I was rooting for Post Malone.
Yeah.
I think he's got an awesome opportunity. All these big actors has got a massive platform, you know, and I think a lot of them are coming to the Lord. You know,
Justin Bieber, he's a huge musician. He talks, you know, he's just been out there with some worship music. talking about, you know, he's coming back to Jesus and is in the heart of worship. Yeah. And so he's got a major turnaround in his life.
I've seen Kid Rock talking to Joe Rogan about his faith.
He believes in Jesus. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, look at this.
I don't want to say this because you got the religious people out there that automatically, the first thing they say is, well, you should be praying for these people.
Right.
Who says we're not praying for them?
Right.
Right.
But I'm not going to let my kid go watch his movie.
Yeah, I'm going to pray for the witches out there to be saved, but I'm not taking my kid to the seance.
Come on.
So apparently this is a hot button topic.
Yeah.
Because my post alone a day ago has got 10,000 shares. So this is a hot topic. So we've seen people that say this is just entertainment. This is just a story. It's just harmless fun. Yeah. What would you guys say to somebody that's saying, hey, you guys are just taking this way too serious?
I'm not surprised at this day and time. You could go through TV, just on your regular at-home TV. I mean, this is just one movie. There's a movie called Wicked that's come out.
About that's true.
The witches of Wizard of Oz. There's so much mixture, so much darkness and evil.
Come on.
Coming into our TV sets. Yeah.
Mixture is a good word.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like numbing us. I said this when I first seen this trailer. I don't remember who I said it to, but 25 years from now, don't be surprised if we pass the Church of Satan on Elm Street and Broad Street.
We're
becoming numb
to
it.
It's getting,
you know, used to, if you would say, when I was a kid, if you were a devil worshiper, that's what we called them.
Yeah, you did it up in the woods.
They were they dug holes in the earth, and we used to go back there. We used to go back there when we were kids, and they were like, you know,
my friends would
say, oh, the over here in this area, that's where the devil were. And it was like this taboo thing.
Yeah.
It was very weird, and we knew as Christians growing up, we knew this was not anything to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's something to play with and dabble with. It's kind of edgy.
Even some
of
the non-believers, they were like, nah.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from that.
Oh, I may not go to church or serve Jesus, but I'm definitely not batting for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're chomping away slowly but surely.
Slowly.
Yeah. At this evil thing that people have seen it as evil for years. And now they're slowly eroding that to be something that is acceptable by society.
Yeah.
And that scares me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
What they do today, what is edgy today, is acceptable in 10 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at anything in history. Anything in history. Women's and men's attire, modesty. Mm-hmm. You know, if you showed an ankle in your dress, it was kind of, risque. There's a matter of fact, at Queens College, my family, my grandpa, bought this mirror. And it was from Queens College. And it had a mirror at the bottom of it. Now, it doesn't show anything but your ankles. And it was always so weird when we walked by. And I was a kid, I was like, what is this for? And they told me, they said, that's where the ladies would go, and they would go by this mirror and to check to see if you could see their ankles or not, if their dresses were long enough.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, wow. Now women, you know, the dresses have slowly went up, and now they don't even wear dresses. Women wear stuff so tight now.
A t-shirt out, and short shorts.
Out in public that they advertise everything.
Yeah,
and so, but it didn't start that way.
No.
And so I feel like in the same way, they've been slowly chipping away. You know, here in our town in Mount Holly, there's 3 or 4 businesses downtown that actively promote tarot cards, seances, spiritual readings. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
And when I bring light to it in on social media platforms and in our church, and like there's pushback.
Yeah. How dare you literally talk about this business?
Oh, yeah, like, you know, you're attacking, you're a fear. I've been told I'm a fear monger because, you know, I'm instilling fear in people. No, what we're doing is we're warning people of consequences of things like this happening. But
there's a fine. Where's the line, though, of freedom of speech? He's got a right to make this movie. We got a right to rebuke it.
That's exactly right.
Well, here's also the thing. So the people come to Jack Black and Jack Black could have easily turned this down.
Oh, yeah.
He could have. But, I mean,
I don't see why now, after you guys showed me what his music was about.
Yeah,
with this.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if, like, if he was someone else, I'm sure someone else, they probably other people would turn it down. They're like, nah, I don't want to do that. But they had to find the right person to do it.
Yeah. The song that you showed, it said it was called Beelzebub. Boss. Yeah. Tenacious D.
Yeah, I can't even read.
And I read the lyrics just now, and I have to say, we can't read them they'll censor us.
Yeah,
Beelzebub is another name for Satan.
Beelzebub. Baal. All of those are connected. Yeah. They're all names for the devil.
And they're saying he's boss.
He's the boss.
You know, and they're having a guitar off or whatever you call it, a showdown with the devil, like Charlie Daniels band.
Like the devil went down to Georgia?
Yeah.
Looking for a what?
Soul to steal.
Yeah.
There's a whole other song about that, too.
Okay, so this is a pattern. We see it. Yeah. Yeah. This movie is no different, right? It's no different. He's trying to get a kid's soul, and you know, in my post that's going crazy viral right now, I don't even understand it. There's people that are like, well, in the end, he gets kicked out of hell. This demon gets kicked out of hell
for doing like a good deed.
He does a good deed, and I was like, well, that's first of all, that's false.
Yeah,
you know, well, let me just say this: demons aren't in hell.
That's right.
They're not in hell. The devil's not
Prince
in hell.
Of this air, you know.
They're here on the earth. They're in the spiritual realm, mm-hmm. and they're definitely active.
Yeah.
And they're here to oppress and do a job to hurt people, kill people, and destroy people. Mm-hmm. We know that. So you know, they're just saying, oh, it's a simple. It's got a good moral in it at the end, and you know, he does something good. And so I'm just like, but listen,
they didn't show that in the trailer. There was no happy ending, at least that I saw.
No, they didn't show that. But okay, so the
Jesus didn't show up and whip this guy,
right? Mm-hmm. Correct. So the principles are bad, right?
Right.
Kids talking to demons.
Yeah. Mm.
Kids talk, and here's why this is a bad thing, because this is from my personal experience. I got a phone call one day, and during this phone call, it was, my daughter is talking weird, she acts weird, she says that she's there's a demon with her and in her room and all this stuff. And so I'm like, they're like, can you come and
deal
with
it? This is a mom calling.
Yeah, this is a mom calling. And so I'm like, you know what, I'll go over there and I'll figure out what's going on. So we're sitting there and we're talking with this young lady. She's I've known this young lady for many years. Well, she said she watched a YouTube video. So this is the power of the TV, the phone, whatever it is.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I know who you're
talking about. Yep, so watched a YouTube video on how to take a doll, open it up, pull the stuffing out, cut pieces of hair, spit in it, do this, say this saying, which is a spell, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sorcery. Sew it back up and do all this, blah, blah, blah. Well, a demon appeared to her and said, we'll play a game. You're in charge. You can summon me. I'll show up. Tell me to leave and I'll leave. You are the boss. Mm. This happened over and over and over again. Nothing big. She would summon. This demon had a name. She knew his name. He would show up. And so, but it all started because of something she saw, something she watched. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, the demon shows up and she goes, okay, I'm done. I want you to leave now. And he goes, nope, sorry, I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started as a game. It started as some kind of fun little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I showed up and I started asking and talking to this young lady, she changes. Her eyes changed while we were sitting there, and she immediately said these words as soon as she says, I don't like that you're here. And I was like, wait a minute. I said, did y'all notice her voice change and her demeanor change? And they were like, yeah. So I had to go, and I didn't even know anything really about how to deal with this. All I knew was Jesus' name. I was like, in the name of Jesus, come out, right? And so
your first experience of deliverance.
I was out there pretty much on my own, really. And so she started screaming. I just anointed her with oil, and I made the sign of the cross on her forehead. And let me tell you something. She screamed.
Mm.
And so we was going back and forth, and she collapsed after a little while. Now, I don't know, honestly, the long-term effects, but I told them that they needed to get rid of this doll and all this stuff, but where did she learn this? Where did she get it? She got it from something
YouTube
she saw.
Video.
And so this is, to me, this is a dangerous thing because this movie is a Christmas movie. It is, okay, so I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be like those movies,
mixture.
Like A Christmas Story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of you watch that
classics.
Every year, right?
Yeah. Every year.
Home Alone, right? It's the burglars are trying to get in, and he's defending his house, and it's a good movie. It's just a regular movie, nothing wicked about it. But they're putting this in that same category of this is going to be something you watch every year, and it's geared towards kids.
How many kids are going to start writing letters to Satan and asking for wishes now?
Come on,
goodness,
man.
I can't imagine.
I didn't even think about that.
How many kids are going to do this? They're going to be like, "Whoa, I get three wishes, and all I got
to
do is
get
my soul."
I want to go to a casino with hot women. Mm. You know, a 12-year-old boy.
I want to do snow angels.
Yeah,
and money.
Yeah,
I want to have so much money.
Mm-mm.
And so you know, this is a real thing. This really happens. People will sell their soul. And they have sold their soul,
mm-hmm.
and it's a real thing, and it can happen. So,
and for everybody,
this is alarming. This is very alarming.
And I think people are missing the point of like, oh, you writing a letter. You know, that's in all honesty, the letter's not going to go anywhere here. It's probably going to get sent to the post office, get thrown in whatever. But
in the spirit,
you're in the spirit. Yeah, in the spirit realm, you're sending this somewhere.
Yes.
In the physical, it's not going anywhere. In the spiritual. You are sending this somewhere, so you
demons
really need
will
to be...
show up where they're invited.
Yes, yeah,
they'll show up where they are invited.
You know, that's the same way with Ouija boards, all these things that's in.
That's right.
This tangible that we can touch and feel, and oh, it's just fun and games until something shows up.
It is all fun and games.
Until wickedness shows
up. Until the devil pulls the rug out from you.
Exactly.
Sin is fun for a season. Things are nice, shiny, elegant. All this, the world has all these things to offer, but at the end of the day, there's a price to pay, and the price is going to bring hurt, pain, and destruction. And this is what we're warning about.
Yeah.
Do not let your kids watch this. Do not let your families watch this. People, be alarmed. Be aware. This is not teaching you good morals. And even I saw in the trailer, did you see him standing down there? And he goes, you know, what I'm doing is not working or whatever on the kid. And he's standing on a pentagram. Mm. That's a satanic symbol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The goat's head, upside down star. Yeah. It was an upside down star. So these things, they mean something.
Yeah.
So don't let people fool you and say, this is just innocent. Let me tell you, entertainment is it's an intertwining.
Yeah.
They intertwine with you. They call TV has channels.
Yeah.
That's a sorcery word. We're going to channel a spirit. We're going to channel something. We're tapping into another world. That's not a biblical word.
Yeah.
We don't channel God, right? So where did they get that word? Programming. We are programming people. Television. Yeah. Right?
Mm.
That's what it is. They are telling a vision. It's their thing. Hollywood, the holly tree where they get the Hollywood. That's the actual thing that they use to create these magic wands.
Mm.
It's from that holly tree. It was well known. It was well used in the area. Everybody knew about it. That was like the highly sought after ways to make one of those. It was kind of small twig, and it had a lot of curls sometimes in the way it grew. And so there's things about it that are very unsettling. And we know that movies are used to indoctrinate.
Yep.
It's not just entertainment anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not. This isn't Disney 40 and 50 years ago.
That's right.
Right.
This is Disney today, where they're sending a message and they're doing it to kids. Mm-hmm. And even Elon Musk on Twitter, he came out, or X, whatever you want to call it, he came out and he said he's shutting down the Disney's woke agenda on his platform. He's like, I'm not allowing it on there. So people are waking up to this.
Yeah.
Hollywood, movies, movie industry,
it's
a casting couch. It's if you do what we want, you'll continue to make movies and make money. and you will be a sellout. Every person who makes money is bought and paid for, and they are acting.
I think there's video out there of Jack Black saying that. I didn't have time to find it, but it's, if you Google Jack Black selling his soul.
He said that.
Sitting on somebody, like on a talk show or something. Or there's a clip of it, but, it may be taken down now. But I do remember seeing that because he was one of the forefronts. And then this Tenacious D, I seen the lyrics of this. I said, there's no escaping that he is heavily involved in the occult.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, so it's another alarming thing is it teaches about summoning demons.
I think John might have found something. But
did you find something? Yeah. Oh, let's see. On Jay Leno, The Tonight Show. Let's see what's going on. Summoning demons. That's exactly what this movie's about.
Following was recorded on January 3rd, 2014. What you're seeing here is admitting that he sold his watch. The
doesn't
link
have a steady
that
hand.
I'm going to attach to this. Listen, that's what
the... Just the same thing you just did.
Whoa.
And it was gone, dude. It was gone. And then we just said, okay, let's just give up on that. Let's write a tribute to the greatest song.
Okay,
the
tribute. So,
and that became our number one
the
hit.
The tribute song is about saving souls from demons or something, like, as I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what was...
Well, you know, there's a rich history of the devil in rock and roll. It goes all the way back to, like, Elvis was... everyone said he's playing the devil's music. What was that great song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Oh, Charlie Daniels.
He had some devil in there, and it goes even back to before that. Who's Robert Johnson?
Right.
You can
Crossroads.
Roots, you know, way back to the beginning of rock. And so, you know, had we sold our soul to the devil? How else can you explain us being here on the
jam? How
do these two guys get on that?
And people laugh and clap.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It's all fun and games.
It's a laugh. You know, do you remember Jim Carrey came out? Remember when he came out and I don't know if y'all saw that. He was on a show. I can't remember. And he was doing
he was
this
talking
symbol.
About the Illuminati and all that stuff.
Yeah, and he's sticking his tongue out and he was like, don't you know what this is? And he's showing it to everybody. He goes, this is the sign of the Illuminati. And he's just making fun of it. And it's like, it's right in front of our faces. They're laughing at
us. For doing that, he's been blacklisted pretty much. You don't see him anymore.
You don't see him anymore.
No,
that's true.
You know, if you out them, and that's it.
If you out them, they you go away.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You got to play ball.
Yes.
But in order to play ball, you sign on the dotted line.
Yes.
You are owned.
This goes way deeper than this movie.
Absolutely.
You know, the Hollywood scene.
This is
the P. Diddy
very
scene,
small.
The music industry, way, way further deep.
The casting couch. We're talking about what's the guy who... Oprah's friend. Who's Oprah? The guy.
Dr. Phil?
No, the guy who's a producer. Everybody knows. It's like...
Rob Reiner?
No. I can't remember his name right now, but everybody's like, oh, no, you did a movie with this guy, and they're like, oh, we know how you got that role for that movie. It's because he's just this weird weirdo. He hangs out with Oprah all the time. I'm gonna figure out his name and we'll maybe throw it in there. But so Hollywood's known for this.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
Yeah.
But
just warning you to keep your kids away from it.
And it's not just this movie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta be available and be with your kids. See what they're watching. See what's happening. It's important. Also, side note: do you guys know that Fortnite has a new addition? Where you can actually go, you can go down into this labyrinth, and you can go before this little red guy who sits on a throne, and you can trade. You'll get something in exchange. What you got? You swap something with them. You get some kind of health or something.
It's something like that. I mean, I don't play video games anymore, but I've heard about it. And
I talked to Carson, and Carson told me, he said, "Yeah, Dad, that's real." That's a real part of the game. And so what it is they're desensitizing children
to
selling their soul.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, it'll be nothing. I think this is a setup for the last days.
Yeah.
Because how easy is it going to be for them to show up and say, hey, guys, if you take this mark and this chip, We're going to give you a universal basic income for the rest of your life. Just get marked up. And they're going to swap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a that's an ownership. We know in the book of Revelation where it says the mark of the beast, that is a mark incised for ownership. It says who it owns you. So this is part of that too. So, oh, John's got it pulled up. Oh, this is the scene of Fortnite.
Oh, that's I know exactly who that guy is. That's Mesfito from, he's a Marvel character.
Well, he looks like the devil.
Yeah, he essentially like he is.
I don't care what his name is. He looks.
Yeah.
He looks like a devil. Oh, no, so he yeah. traded him something. He just gave him something.
Can't
you
shoot
like,
him.
You get like an upgrade or something like that.
Portions of your health. Yeah.
So you. I don't give lightly. Oh, so he's just. Oh my God! It's like it's taking a part of his soul and it's going into this demon. Wow.
Yeah, Mesfita. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this is terrible stuff, this y'all. Is.
I didn't even realize all this was available.
So this is out here, and it's in our faces. And people laugh this stuff off. They're just like, ha, 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 it doesn't matter. It's whatever. And it's terrible. It's terrible. It's the principle of selling your soul.
Slow fade, you know?
It is. It is. You know, and it's all presented as fun, lighthearted, good comedy.
Yeah.
You know, what better pill to get you to swallow something like this? Then through comedy.
Yeah.
I think what hurts me is seeing him. Like, me and you love Nacho Libre.
It's no lie.
Oh, man.
How much we.
We. This,
it's actually my favorite movie, Nacho Libre.
It's our jam. Like, y'all, Nacho Libre.
One of those movies, you know every word to it.
We were on a mission trip, and in the middle of this little restaurant, me and him sang the Encarnacion song. All these Nicaraguans are looking at us like, what are these guys doing? But we really like this movie. And to see him go
from... It's a fun movie. It's an innocent movie.
It's got good morals to it.
You know, he's a friar.
Yeah. Friar.
He's a friar at a Catholic orphanage, and he cooks the soup every day. And he takes care of him, but he wrestles on the side.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church says that wrestling's a sin. The Bible says you're not supposed to wrestle.
Yeah.
And, you know,
wrestle not.
Don't wrestle flesh and blood. You're not supposed to be a wrestler. And he goes, I'm a luchador. And he loves
it.
But he's doing it for the kids, and he wants to win to help the kid. And Ramses, he does.
It's for the children.
It's for the children. And so. But that's a good movie.
Yeah.
And it's got a good meaning. And to me, that's one of my favorite movies because there's nothing bad in it. There's no cuss words.
Yeah.
There's no negative really stuff in it. And so, but then you see the progression of Jack Black.
Yeah.
This is very disheartening.
Yeah.
It's very sad to see. But I think that isn't this just like all the other stuff that goes on in Hollywood? People show up and they look very wholesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ariana Grande and that other lady that's in the Wicked movie. I watched a photo of before they took the roles, and you know it took a year. It took a year to film this movie, and it showed them a year later. They look skinnier, unhealthy. They look nasty. And I heard Ariana Grande actually say that she became a witch through this.
Really?
Yes, she admitted it, and she sat there on an interview. And she said she became a witch.
Isn't
so
she supposed to be the good witch or whatever in this?
Well,
I don't know anything about
it. Well, the witches of today, they're not, you know,
they all say they're good.
They all think they're good.
I get that, yeah. But.
And, you know, they're not in a forest with a pot stirring it up with a cat's head in it, you know.
Right.
It's spells and gems.
And crystals.
You
and
flip through TikTok and you see them on there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping tarot cards and, and people was putting in comments. I seen one the other day and it's like, is my Uncle Timmy coming to Thanksgiving? Yes, he's coming. Flipping over a card.
Jesus.
I mean, really? How you know that? You don't know anything unless something's telling you that.
And then watch by coincidence, Uncle Timmy does show up. And they're like, now I believe.
Yes, exactly. That's how they do it.
Well, demons do know information.
Yeah.
They know they know your family.
Yeah.
There are familiar spirits. So that's possible. They do know things. So even if they are right, it doesn't mean that it's not wicked.
But now it's just even more confirmation for them. Be like, oh, now I really do believe in this stuff.
Yeah, that lady, she's got it going on.
Maybe I'm going to look into this. Maybe I want to be a part of that.
But I have to emphatically state here at the KTF podcast with everybody watching and listening, like all of this nonsense, this satanic tarot cards, all of this Ouija, all of this stuff is forbidden biblically. This is stuff you don't allow. The Bible says, "Do not suffer a witch." Yeah. Okay, Don't allow a witch to come in. That's part of the problem in the church. It's part of the problem in the world is that people are mixing this stuff. They're doing astrology. They're doing horoscopes. They're doing I'm looking to the stars for answers.
I go to church on Sunday.
Yeah. And, you know, and so I've got this crystal. I had a lady one time. She's like, I got these healing crystals, and I just hold on to them, and they make me feel better. And I'm like, no, ma'am, that crystal is not. That's not of God. Somebody has prayed a spell over this thing, and there's something supernatural going on, and it's not going to end up good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't say, you know, that with a crystal you shall have peace.
Right.
You know, Jesus gave us peace through his actions on the cross. So we must let you know all of this stuff is forbidden in the Bible. And if you want curses to come upon your life, this is the fastest way to do it. But I got some scriptures. I want to share a couple of scriptures. And so one of them is 2 Corinthians 11:14. It says, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people say, oh, it's just innocent. It's whatever. Listen, Satan can transform. Oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
How many people have said things and you've laughed at it, but you're like, oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong, but I laughed at it, but it was still wrong. And so, yes, it can appear as light, but it's a dark thing. See, the devil's not light, he's dark, but he appears. He will deceive. He's a deceiver.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are deceived. Romans 12:9 says, abhor evil and cleave to the good. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And then in Proverbs 4:14, it just at the beginning of that it says, enter not the path of the wicked.
Amen.
And so some of these were just right off the top that I wanted to share, because there's a certain thing we got to understand. We need to resist the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We need to resist evil. And you know what? Having these conversations, I'm not mad at you, and I'm not judging you if you watch this movie.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the themes of this movie and the lessons of this is straight demonic.
That's right. Yeah.
And it is not healthy, and it is not good.
Wrapped in fun and comedy.
Correct. I want you to be saved. I want your family to be saved. I want you to be well. I don't wish evil. We don't wish evil on people, but we do want to wake people up.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna poison a dog, let's just say, you're not going to put the poison in an old insect or something like that. You're going to wrap it in a fresh piece of meat, right? Something sweet that dog would devour.
Yeah.
That's how the devil's, he disguises himself as light. Light, Christ is light. He's going to disguise himself as Christ, as something that's appealing, nice, that you want. He's not a horned, red-suited evil. He is, but he's not going to. He's going to disguise himself.
He don't show up with a pitchfork. Red suit on.
He's going to look at something that you want. Something that's
exactly. It's
just
enticing. Yeah,
and that's what the show. That's what this movie's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you three wishes. I'll find out something you like. What do you like? Let me show you what I can do for you.
Yeah.
You know, regardless whether he succeeds or not, the premise is still something that is really real. Supernaturally, in supernatural world, is even more real than the natural.
But, you know, if their audience is obviously not churchgoers.
Right.
You might be surprised.
Well, I might be. I could be.
You have some people who would be like, yeah.
Well, you know, you got the agnostics out there, the people that just don't know, you know, you need to be saved. Saved from what? I don't even know what Jesus you're talking about. I have no clue.
Most church people do not even know what salvation is.
Yeah.
If you actually said, if you're standing before heaven's gates, and you're standing there, and you're talking to God, and what would you tell him? Why should he let you in?
Mm.
And I've actually seen people answer, well, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
My granddaddy was a preacher.
Yeah.
You know?
Just all these answers. No, the answer is, I can be let into heaven today because I received Christ as my Savior and Lord. I repented of my sin, and because of what he did on the cross, all my debt and sin is paid for.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm now justified like I've never sinned. It's all through Christ. It's what he did for us.
Mm-hmm.
And many people, they're not born again.
Right.
I mean, you got to be born again.
John 3:3,
born again.
That's it.
So it's a shame that there's so many ignorant people who, just like the Bible says, they will perish because they lack the knowledge.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that, yeah. It's sad. It's really sad because, you know, this is enticing to children. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a comedy. But if it was a raunchy, like Bad Santa, remember Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
You know? All right. They meant for it to be vulgar.
Yes.
Lots of bad language, nudity, all that. All right. They're not appealing to kids. This is appealing. This might as well be Disney put this out. You know, I think Disney's gone too far. So Paramount is like, okay, there's a void there.
Yeah.
We got a gap here. We can entice and attract some people.
It's like we can take it and run.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, these people would all go away if we stop supporting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the American people stop supporting this nonsense. Let's say we said, we're not going to stream this. We're not going to pay for this. We're not going to buy these products that support it. If we're not going to do these things. If we said no, these people, they would not have their funds and their lavish lifestyle and their ability to continue. So we pay them to give us more garbage.
Yeah.
And it's a sad cycle.
I don't see it getting any. I see the church. Evil's rising. So will the church, I believe. The real church. But like you said.
Oh, we do know that, yes.
Like you said yesterday, the Roman Empire fell from within. The church,
that's right.
Church is going to try to fall from within. It ain't the heathen and the satanic crowd we got to worry about. We got to worry about the religious folks. Who do you think put Jesus on the cross? It was not Satan. It was the Pharisees. It was the church folks that put him on the cross.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, I think as the day is approaching, evil's rising. So will the real church. The fake church is gonna fall away, I believe.
There's a crumbling, and it's because of a lack of biblical knowledge and a lack of biblical teaching. I mean, most churches
are deficient. Stuff.
Yeah, correct. They're deficient, and they don't want to preach stuff that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, but that's just the facts.
Yeah.
Sin and hell and, you know what, judgment, God's judgment. And if you read half of Revelation, the book of Revelation, and it doesn't scare you to death,
yeah,
it's not doing its job.
Yep.
It's supposed to warn us.
Yep.
Matthew 7 is one of the scariest scriptures ever.
It is. It's a tough chapter.
Many shall say to me on that day, Lord, Lord,
yeah.
Have we not done many wonderful works? Have we not, have we not cast out demons? Have we not done these things in your name? And he's going to say, listen, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. These people think they're getting in.
Yeah.
These people think that they're okay.
Yeah. And they're using the name of Jesus.
And they're in the name of Jesus. And they've probably been to church. How else would they have learned these things?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very scary to think that there's so many people that are actually on a broad road and they're leading to destruction and they're not going to heaven. And it's not their call. They don't get to say whether they're going or not. That is what God will do. But God has the final word.
How do you know that? What's the bottom part of that chapter say? You know them by their fruits.
You know them by their fruits.
How do we know if they're a false prophet?
How do we know if they're a religious imposter?
That's right. You got to look at the fruit, not the fruit of their congregation. See, that's what we look at. He's got 3 million followers. He must be a man of God.
Oh.
You know,
he's got a large online following. He's anointed.
Yes.
That's not necessarily.
We judge anointings and moves of God by clicks and likes and shares and followers. That's not what, you know, I'd rather have 300 hungry on God, fire for God people than 30,000 on the broad road, you know?
Yeah. That's true. That's exactly right. I mean, we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, we do.
You know, and Hollywood's going to be Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California's going to do
California. I think this is just the beginning. There'll be more of this.
This is not the end, and this is not the beginning. It didn't start here, and it's not ending here. But this is something that we wanted to talk about because this is something that is in our face. It's happening right now. And obviously, by the post, it's controversial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are people who are for it. There's people who are against it. And it's polarizing.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, every day is a good day if you stand with God.
Amen.
Now listen, we'll just side with God. Amen. And somebody was saying something the other day about this person. Do you think they need prayer? Do you think they need deliverance? Somebody in their great, you know, they were talking about something, and it was very familiar to me. And I said, when in doubt, cast it out. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It's like, it ain't going to hurt you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It can, you can benefit from it. Yeah. So
if anything not of God, get out.
Get it out. That's right. You go with Jesus and get all the enemy and get all the wicked stuff out.
What would you say to someone, a believer, who was like, well, I'm going to watch this movie for research purposes?
You know what? I could watch this movie and not be affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because I'm in spiritual warfare. You guys could probably watch it and not be affected by it, right? But who really knows? Who really knows if they're going to be okay or not? Who really knows? So for that, I don't even want those seeds. I wouldn't even want the seeds planted.
Right. I think back to two movies in my life, or maybe three, that I can still remember vividly, that movie having an effect on my life.
Yeah.
You know, even, and I've watched them here in the past, you know, 8 years probably, as a believer. But I'm like, something in my spirit does not jive with that. And I, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm like, this is not kosher. You know,
yeah,
this
you got to listen. Listen, the Holy Spirit lives in you. If you're a believer and you walk with God, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're born again, the Holy Spirit can talk to you.
Yes.
Regardless of what these cessationists say. That's why they're on a one road path to judgment. Mm-hmm. They judge everybody for everything, and they think they're scot-free. So they have no discernment.
Well, the devil can run rampant and do whatever he wants to do, but the Holy Spirit can't.
Exactly.
That's why they're thinking on everything.
Exactly. So if you have the Holy Spirit, listen to the Holy Spirit. I mean, one day Nancy, you know, she said, I'm gonna watch this movie and I'm just gonna check it out. I watched this long ago. It was like a Halloween type movie, right? And it's called Hocus Pocus. And she started to watch it. And,
that's a Disney movie, I believe.
Yeah, and so her spirit man started like affected. It said I started affecting. So she turned it off. She came to me. She's like, listen, I started watching this. And the Lord convicted me, and so we prayed. So, just so you know, listen to the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit's kind of your spidey sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen, and if you can avoid it, do it.
Yeah.
What's it going to hurt? Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like there's other people and watched it. You know what? You didn't. You could have done something else very productive with that time.
And don't. You know, here's another thing.
You're not missing out.
Don't try as parents. You know, your kids are going to try to talk you into seeing this. Maybe.
Yeah.
Be a parent. You know, my kids are 18. I told them they went to the movies last night. I said, you are not seeing that movie. And they're raised right enough. They're like, no, I don't care about. I don't want to see that. You know, I don't want to see that trash. They know it. And they know it's wicked and evil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that their parents are like, well, whatever makes little Timmy happy, I'm going to let him do.
That's
know?
True. That is true.
Gentle parenting true. And, you know, friendly friends with everybody.
And no, you know? Sometimes you got to be a parent and just say no. I love you, but no, I know better for you what is actually healthy and good for you.
Yes.
And that includes spiritually, right? You don't let a child drive a car because he wakes up and says, I want to drive this car today. It's dangerous. They're not trained. It's not smart. So you know what? Keep them away from dangerous things that can exactly hurt them. Right. And that's really what it is. Keep you and your family away from things that can hurt you. Right. Amen. So this is our review.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10 rotten.
Yeah.
What is a rotten tomatoes?
Four, five tomatoes.
10 out of 10 did not recommend. That's where we're at. So,
yeah.
Dear Santa, Jack Black, we would avoid it. There's too many things that are flagging and saying, hey, this is
demonic. We do pray for Jack.
Yeah.
We'd love to see him turn his life around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Salvation for all of these people. If they have a soul, they're loved by God.
Amen.
If they are a person, they're loved by God. But they must call upon the name of the Lord themselves to be saved. Amen. Yeah. And we do know, listen, this is this part. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. You'll either do it now voluntarily or you'll be forced to on the day of judgment. So do it now. Surrender to God. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life. And I promise you, you'll have a lot more peace. Yes. Amen. This is the KTF Podcast. We're signing out. God bless you guys. And we will see you next time. Keep the faith to the finish line.